Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, March 15th. I'm reading from the New International Version and I kind of wanted to go back quickly and talk about where we have been and where we are going. So we started by reading passages about creation. Then we went to the fall and sin and judgment. Then we talked about Abraham and this promise that Abraham would be a great nation, that he would be a blessing to all people, and his people would be as numerous as the stars in the sky, and that they would have a land that they would enter into that would be the promised land. This promise was continued through the patriarchs. Remember how eventually Abraham had Isaac, Isaac had Jacob, and then Jacob had 12 sons, one of whom was Joseph, who ended up in Egypt. Then we talked about the Exodus from Egypt, how the people were delivered from Egypt by Moses and by the Lord, then God's covenant law given through Moses, the Ten Commandments and other commandments, and this idea of blessings and curses. And finally, we're in a new section where we're talking about rebellion in the wilderness. So after the people saw these great acts of God in the Exodus event and the plagues, they still denied God in the desert, even after seeing the manna and the quail being delivered to them. They rebel. And that's what today's passage is about in Numbers chapter 14. It's really a sad passage to read for you, but a good reminder that we must remember how God has acted on our behalf. Okay, Numbers chapter 14. The people rebel. That night, all the people of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, "If only we had died in Egypt or in this desert. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for each of us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to each other, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell face down in front of the whole Israelite assembly gathered there. Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, "The land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them." But the whole assembly talked about stoning them. Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the Israelites. The Lord said to Moses, "How long will this people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me, in spite of all the miraculous signs I have performed among them? I will strike them down with a plague and destroy them, but I will make you into a nation greater and stronger than they." Moses said to the Lord, "Then the Egyptians will hear about it. By your power, you brought these people up from among them, and they will tell the inhabitants of the land about it. They have already heard that you, O Lord, are with these people, and that you, O Lord, have been seen face to face, that your cloud stays over them, and that you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. If you put these people to death all at one time, the nations who have heard the report about this will say, 'The Lord is not able to bring these people into the land he promised them on oath, so he is slaughtering them in the desert.'" Now may the Lord's strength be displayed, just as you have declared. The Lord is slow to anger, abounding in love and forgiving sin and rebellion. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children for the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. In accordance with your great love, forgive the sin of these people, just as you have pardoned them from the time they left Egypt until now. The Lord replied, I have forgiven them, as you asked. Nevertheless, as surely as I live, and as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth, not one of the men who saw my glory and the miraculous signs I performed in Egypt and in the desert, but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times, not one of them will ever see the land I promised on oath to their forefathers. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it. But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it. Since the Amalekites and Canaanites are living in the valleys, turn back tomorrow and set out toward the desert along the route to the Red Sea. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, How long will this wicked community grumble against me? I have heard the complaints of these grumbling Israelites. So tell them, As surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very things I heard you say. In this desert your bodies will fall, everyone 20 years old or more, who was counted in the census and was grumbling against me. Not one of you will enter the land I swore with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. As for your children that you said would be taken as plunder, I will bring them in to enjoy the land you have rejected. But you, your bodies will fall in this desert. Your children will be shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness until the last of your bodies lies in the desert. For 40 years, 1 year for each of the 40 days you explored the land, you will suffer for your sins and know what it is like to have me against you. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this wicked community which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in the desert. Here they will die. So the men Moses had sent to explore the land, who returned and made the whole community grumble against him by spreading a bad report about it. These men responsible for spreading the bad report about the land were struck down and died of a plague before the Lord. Of the men who went to explore the land, only Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, survived. When Moses reported this to all the Israelites, they mourned bitterly. Early the next morning, they went up toward the high hill country. We have sinned, they said. We will go up to the place the Lord promised. But Moses said, Why are you disobeying the Lord's command? This will not succeed. Do not go up, because the Lord is not with you. You will be defeated by your enemies, for the Amalekites and Canaanites will face you there. Because you have turned away from the Lord, he will not be with you, and you will fall by the sword. Nevertheless, in their presumption, they went up toward the high hill country, though neither Moses nor the Ark of the Lord's covenant moved from the camp. Then the Amalekites and Canaanites who lived in the hill country came down and attacked them and beat them down all the way to Hormah. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Two words stuck out to me today: contempt. The people who were forgetful about what God had done held him in contempt. they had an air about them where they were like, why in the world would God do this to me? On the opposite end of the spectrum, Caleb and Joshua served the Lord, here's the other word, wholeheartedly. They had a different spirit, it says, according to verse 24. My servant Caleb has a different spirit and serves me wholeheartedly. And because of this, Caleb and Joshua would be able to enter the land, whereas the other spies were killed by a plague, and those who grumbled against the Lord would have a harsh sentence of 40 years of wandering in the desert, and they would die, never having entered into the promised land. I think this passage is just a reminder to us not to hold the Lord in contempt, not to grumble against him, but to seek in our hearts a pureness towards the Lord and a wholehearted serving of him. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this opportunity we have on this Wednesday to read your word again and to come to it. Give us fresh eyes. Help us to see the ways, Lord, where we hold you in contempt, where we're grumbling against you. Lord, change our hearts so that we would wholeheartedly serve you today. Bless my brothers and sisters wherever they are, Lord. Take the scales off of our eyes. Help us to find our treasure in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.